You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, sorry it has been almost 2 whole months since we've had an episode, but the last episode we recorded very, very poorly, and I tried really hard to make it work, and as of right now I still have that recording, and maybe I'll do something with it one day, but the movie wasn't worth us spending any more time trying to salvage the podcast. It was Ghost Rider, and it was bad. So we decided, why not, you know, also do Ghost Rider 2 with the same guest and record that one on a new recording platform that would hopefully capture the distinct volume difference between myself and our guest and Murder, because Murder and I are extremely loud and our guest Joe is not. And we were able to do that, recording separate tracks, cleaning it up, and Joe sounds every bit as loud as us, well, or close to, which is false. I had to make that happen, of course, but it worked. And now you can hear Joe, who's by far the most interesting of the three of us, because he actually knows a lot about Ghost Rider, the character, and it's worth hearing his thoughts on this movie, which is marginally better than the movie that we didn't get to actually cover, which, suffice to say, was bad. I must admit, I've not been doing a good job of keeping track of our scores here, and before this next episode, not the one you're about to hear, but the one after that, I'll make sure we get a good reading of where we're at with on the Cage-o-meter. But in this particular episode, I don't have everything kind of averaged out very well. But suffice it to say, Con Air was good. We were mixed on Unbearable Weight. We all thought on our lost episode that the first Ghost Rider was trash. And now you're about to hear what we think about the second Ghost Rider. So, thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for sticking with us. And I promise you, it will not be 2 months between episodes again. Enjoy. And also, on this, the day of our podcast dropping, it's also Murder's birthday. So wish her a happy 13th or 31st or 27th or something much younger than me. Happy birthday, Murder. And enjoy the show, everyone.
John?
You talk to Kerrigan.
I talk to a lot of people. Hey, I got what you need for those shakes, my friend.
Kerrigan must have told me about that thing that killed his men last night, huh?
Yeah?
That thing is inside of me. See, you're a bad man. And this thing, the Rider, he feeds on them and he's hungry. He's hungrier than he's been in years, and that's why I'm shaking. Because right now, the only thing standing between you and the Rider is me. And he's scraping at the door. Scraping at the door!
Hey everybody, welcome back to Cage Match, and it's been a little while since you've heard our lovely voices, and that's just because the last episode we recorded didn't actually record correctly, but we'll get into that a little bit, because our guest is actually back, but we're recording a second movie with him, so, Murder, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm really bummed about the lost episode, which is what we're going to name it from now on.
The lost episode. And yeah, our guest for the lost episode and our guest today is our good friend Joe. Joe, how are you doing today?
Good. And hopefully I don't ruin this episode.
Oh, it's okay. It's not that you're too quiet. It's that we're too loud. But
yeah. Story of my fucking life, right?
Right. It is. It is. I mean, I think that's why Murder and I do a podcast together, because we're the only people who can be as loud as each other. So it actually kind of works out pretty well. But Joe, thanks for coming back and understanding. I'll give everybody a real brief. What happened is that we recorded the episode while a little bit tipsy, and we used one microphone, and all you can hear is me really loud. Murder slightly less loud, and Joe's sounding like he's way off in the distance.
He was like whispering from a hallway.
Right, and it's not even like, if you could understand what he was saying, I would have still made it work, but he sounds like he's so far away, it's like absurd. So, unfortunately, the lost episode is lost, and that is, like you said, henceforth how we will refer to it. But it was on a really bad movie.
Well, I can do a quick summary if you'd like. Real quick. Everybody says, okay, Justin's like, yeah, this is bad. And then Joe is like, yeah, it's pretty bad. And I was like, yeah, it's really bad. And then we're like, you know what? It's bad.
Yeah. And
let's keep drinking.
Let's get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's go to the pool.
We talked more about the Ghost Rider character than the actual movie because we just didn't want to talk about the movie.
That's fair. But I am going to make you talk a little bit about the Ghost Rider character again, Joe, because you have an extensive history with this character. He's one of your favorites. So why don't you introduce yourself briefly and also a little bit about your history with Ghost Rider?
Well, Ghost Rider and I are the same age. We are both born in 1972.
Oh, cute.
And I grew up, I think my first Ghost Rider comic book was when I was like 10 or 11, and I just fell in love with the character and have kept up with him ever since. I don't get all his series anymore, but I try and stay up on the history and stuff of what he does.
That's adorable. That's like your longest lasting relationship. Good for you.
Oh, no. Me and Godzilla go way back before that.
Oh, okay. Godzilla's your homeboy.
I don't think Nick Cage is in any Godzilla movies. Otherwise, we'd have you back for that, Joe. But
Could you imagine? He'd be like, oh, this Godzilla is it's pretty insane. It makes me want to go crazy.
You'd like to see him in the Godzilla costume.
Yeah, he would just be growling back at Godzilla the entire movie.
I mean, I'd probably watch it. You know, but
are we
but
making a movie right now?
they could be. Although we did, I did mention in the lost episode that he is voicing a drunk dragon on a TV show that's coming out. So that's going to be interesting.
It's so bananas to me.
It's basically just him as a dragon because he's already a drunk. So I mean, you know, it is what it is. But Joe, thanks for coming back. Like we said, before we dive into our movie, I want to, normally we start with a drink. We're not all sitting together today, unfortunately, based on schedules where we're recording via the interwebs. But Murder, you said you made yourself a little cocktail. So I'm curious, what's in that cocktail? What are you calling it?
So I named it the Devil's Baby Mama, because it's my favorite quote from this movie. And it is Fireball and ginger beer, and it's super spicy, and I'm very much into it.
And it's just called Danny for short.
I need to get Raven a Devil's Baby Mama shirt, because that's definitely her.
So if you're unaware, Raven / Danny is Joe's wife and one of our other great friends. So
my wife.
Yes, your wife as well. A lot of interesting relationship dynamics here, I think.
Just like how your wife is my wife.
Fair enough. I'm just drinking coffee, although I did discover this week that I'm becoming quite the basic bitch, and I, for the first time in my life, really like pumpkin spice coffee.
You know what? Yeah. I am in full support of being a basic bitch right now in the year 2022 when the world is on fire. Live your best life. Wear a sweater. Drink pumpkin spice. Talk about how much you love your Uggs, you know?
Well, you're not going to see me wearing a sweater, personally. I get hot very easily, so that's not going to
happen. Buying you Uggs for Christmas.
I'll wear Uggs. I mean, I'll wear Uggs. That'll wear. But that said, I'm just drinking coffee. Joe, you got anything fun in your glass at the moment?
No, I literally got home from work, fed my animals, went, crap, I have to watch Spirit of Vengeance. Put that up. finish that about 7:50, ate a quick sandwich so I would not be late for the podcast. So in honor of how he was drinking that pitcher of water in this movie, I'm just drinking basic water right now.
Water is not a bad thing at all. And what was your sandwich, Joe? I'm just curious. Was it good?
It was what I could throw together in 5 minutes. So it was like cheese and tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, a vegetarian. I always forget.
Cheese and tomatoes doesn't sound horrible, though. I mean, I like a good tomato, you know. I have some heirloom tomatoes in the fridge right now that could go pretty well on a sandwich, so.
Yep, actually they were heirloom cherry tomatoes, so.
Nice.
Wow, you fancy bitch.
So, also before we dive into Ghost Rider 2, we did already kind of summarize what the episode that was lost was about, but basically our ratings were bad, worse and worse, and we, if you're kind of following along at home, I'm not doing the math right now, but our first movie we kind of had mixed reviews on. That was Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Our second one was Con Air, and that begrudgingly Murder admitted was pretty fantastic and fun, even despite Nick Cage. and Ghost Rider 1 was, I think I gave it the highest rating out of 1.5, so it was not good. Not a good movie. So that said, let's talk about Spirit of Vengeance, which is the second Ghost Rider movie. And I'm gonna start with just some initial thoughts, initial impressions. Joe, tell me a little bit about the first time you saw this, and tell me a little bit about anything that jumped out at you this time.
The first time I saw this actually was kind of cute. Danny took me to watch it at a movie theater for my birthday. We were the only two people in the theater. That's and that was, I think it was.
And you made her the devil's baby mama right there. Anyway.
Well, it was either the opening week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the opening week, or it might have been the second week. But yes, we were at a movie theater that did the whole like serving you dinner and stuff. We literally were the, we were the only two people in the theater, and we made a waiter just basically watch us.
Oh my god!
As far as, are you asking me what I thought about the movie, or just some things that jumped out?
Well, I mean, your brief impressions of the movie, not necessarily getting into the weeds quite yet, but yeah, what were your? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? And did that change at all when you rewatched it today?
When I originally watched it, I thought it was better than the first one, but I also thought it was flawed. And just watching it now, less than an hour ago, just reaffirms everything.
Murder, before we started recording, you told me that you thought this movie was probably, while a different type of bad, just as bad as the first movie. So I'd like to know a little bit. I'm assuming this is your first time watching it.
Yes, it was. I would say the only redeeming quality of this entire movie is Idris Elba. And outside of that, I hated it. And I'm going to send Nick Cage a bill for $4 because that's how much I had to pay for it. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was complete trash. Just a lot of standing and swaying and staring.
And yes, then, there was a lot of Nick Cave mannerisms in Ghost Rider this time around, but I do think the rider was pulled off better. Like, he looked scary, he looked menacing, he didn't look like bleached white bones. Like,
oh yeah, I really did like the actual like CGI of it. I thought that was excellent. I mean, I'm not as familiar with the comic books, but from what I've seen, it looks more closely to the comics. But I truly hated, like, there was so much filler to it, like, especially, like, there was a lot of, like, who's that guy? who are you? Who's that? Like, there's like a lot of like weird, like, everybody was just confused about everything the entire movie. And like, oh my God, who is that? Who's this guy? Like the entire time. And then like the first guy
who's
that he,
who,
like,
how are we supposed to know who's who, right?
Yeah, I was like, I don't fucking know. And then he was like the very first guy that he like actually hurt. Like it took him so long. Like he was just standing and swaying
and staring at
and staring. And then he just like went up to his face and I clocked it because I like rewinded to clock it. It was 36 seconds that he's just staring at this guy and holding his face. 36 seconds before he does anything to anybody. I was like, and then they like got away, of course. I was like, if you didn't like passionately look into this man's eye for 36 seconds, you might have been able to fuck him up and shorten the movie for the rest of us.
Well, no, that guy, so he held that guy's face and then
for so long.
Yeah, and then like something, oh yeah, the kid set off his like demon sense or something.
Yeah.
But then he just turns around and the guy bursts into flames anyway. I'm just like, why? You weren't going to... You didn't even need to do the penance stare, obviously.
It was so weird. And, like, there was legit, like, when he first arrived on the scene, like, to try to rescue that boy or whatever the fuck, he just, like, was standing in the middle and just swaying back and forth. I was like, "What? It's like watching a tree in the wind. What are we doing here? Like, let's speed this up. Fuck him up. You know? Get the devil's baby mama and get out of there."
So I saw this once before, but I only saw it once before, just like the first one I'd only seen once before. My belief when I first saw the first, or you know, we talked about in the Lost episode, was that I remembered it being, oh, not that bad, and I was completely wrong. I remembered this one being fun, if not good, at least fun, and I still stick with that. I don't know that it's a good movie. Oh, no, let me rephrase that. I know it's not a good movie. However, I really find this particular movie a lot more fun than the first. Right. Some of it's probably because of that, the better CGI quality is significant. I mean, like, the transformation's a lot better. And we know that I'm the pro Nick Cage guy here, right? Between Murder and I. And it is a lot more Nick Cagey. Like, Johnny Blaze in this movie the Nick Cage mannerisms, the Nick Cage of it all is significantly higher, in quotient, than the first movie.
It just felt like they were like, you know what? Forget the entire first movie. Forget all the character development and just be yourself, buddy. Just be you. Like, they just let him run with it. And am I wrong in thinking that the original one had an accent?
Yeah,
he
had
like a southern accent.
Lazy southern accent.
And like this one, nothing, right?
This one,
This always comes back to, like, it's always my same point. He fucking sucks at accents. He can't hold them. Like, doing them.
In this movie, so whenever they had the narration from him, then the accent came out. But when he was actually
so
like, yeah, but it just, I think the narration was added in. Like Justin said, I think this movie wanted to be fun, and there was fun scenes, like the set pieces of
Like the PowerPoint presentations they kept doing.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
Jerry, and then like a bunch of pictures of the devil shaking hands with people, and then a random doodle of somebody, and then it cut back to the movie.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the first Ghost Rider was so overwritten and somehow underwritten at the same time, but so but so overwritten that it was boring. This one could have standed to use exposition. This was from the guys who directed Crank.
Right.
And that makes sense because of all the shaky fucking camera work.
Seasick. I don't think they can do a slow movie. I don't think
they definitely can't. Yeah, you're right.
They don't care for exposition. That's like you said, like, their characters just show up, and I'm just like, who is this guy? Why should I care about this guy?
Did they have issues with rights to the first one? Because they refilmed the origin portion where he sells his soul with somebody else.
I think they were trying to reinvent it because
the styles match.
Right. Well, you all watched the movie. You all just recently watched the movie. You know how when it opened, it said Marvel Knights?
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Okay.
Yeah, that was a brief attempt. It was actually in the comic books too. They tried to rebrand certain characters as the gritty part of the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
The first Marvel Knights movie was Punisher Warzone or War. Yeah, Punisher Warzone.
Yeah, that's a fun movie.
Right. So Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance was supposed to be rated R, and then Sony got cold feet.
I'm surprised it wasn't, just because they beat the fuck out of that little kid in the beginning. Like, they slammed his face on the ground and then slammed his neck into the car.
And right. That scene was pretty rough, actually. I was taken aback.
I was like, that is a child. I think
in the middle portion of the movie, Murder said, where it drags, I believe those are reshoots. Because if you look at Nick in the beginning and the very end, during the beginning when he's escaping the hospital, and at the end when he's trying to save the kid, his face is thinner. But when he's in the diner, I'm like, that's a Nick that had put on a couple pounds, and they brought him back. And Idris looked different, and the kid had a slightly different haircut in certain scenes.
Oh my god, now you're saying it, I'm thinking of it. So yeah. I mean,
I think they brought him back, and they're like, oh, we're making a PG-13 movie now, so we got to make it like he cares about the kid and this and that.
That's funny.
So, well, all right. So I want to get into some of the nitty gritty, but before we do that, the way we kind of start that portion of the discussion is always the same. Murder, we're going to do our favorite segment, Watch Your Fucking Mouth, which you always think I'm just telling you to watch your mouth. But
I know, every time I see that, I'm just like, why is he so mad at me?
But for anyone who's new to us, this is literally just my favorite quote from Face Off. And in Face Off, the two main characters have to swap roles. So we start here by swapping positions. And I make Murder tell us two nice things. Two things she liked about the film, and one has to include something positive about Nick Cage.
I'm already going to guess one thing she's going to say that she liked.
Yep, and then I have to do the opposite, and I have to criticize the film with at least two things, and one has to be about Nick Cage. So, Murder, I'm going to make you go first. Tell me two nice things about this movie.
Oh my god. Okay, so I went on to Rotten Tomatoes, and I was reading the reviews, which, by the way, is fucking hilarious. 18%. It's really bad. But anyway, somebody said, just in all caps, but with one star, Idris Elba. And I was like, I agree. Yeah, so Idris Elba in this, I think, was excellent. He's excellent in all things. He's super hot, and I want to kiss his mouth. But you know, the one thing that I do like about Nick Cage's movies is, you know, they always have really great supporting characters and good actors. So I really did like Idris Elba in it. I thought he was goofy and weird and kind of aloof. And then a good thing about Nick Cage. <Let's see. laughs> Eesh. Shit. I liked his CGI. Does that count? I liked his Ghost Rider. Does that count, or do I have to do another one?
Well, you can say you liked him in the transformation scenes, even though most of that work was done by a computer and not him. I will allow that.
I just really liked the Ghost Rider that they picked, for him to transform into. It was very... It felt more, realistic. It felt, more true to the actual character. What's that?
Something you would be scared of if it actually came across.
Yeah, if I saw that, I would shit myself. It was the perfect skeleton just on fire. It wasn't cartoony. It was it was very realistic. It was really nice, and I really liked that. I did like how much he growled. He growled a lot. He was just always the entire time.
The noise when the motorcycle was coming was always, that's still one of my favorite noises.
Yeah. That was actually just Nick Cage growling. Well, he was like
for, for me, it's a lot easier to come up with some negative things because this movie isn't fantastic. So in this particular situation, my job's a little bit easier. Like, it was ridiculously easy for the previous movie. But ultimately, I would say I kind of hate the Cage voiceovers, and I like Nick Cage most of the time, but I thought the voiceovers were really stupid. I thought his delivery in the voiceovers were really annoying. And my note as soon as he started the first voiceover was, wow, Murder's going to hate his voiceovers.
Oh, my God, they're so fucking bad.
Yeah, but I agree, they were bad. So it's not just a you thing this time. that said, the other thing, I guess I could go with a few, but I'm going to stick with Trash and Nick a little bit here. And there were some lines where the lines weren't particularly bad, but his delivery was so poor of them that the lines were really bad. And like, what really jumps out to me, and it's honestly not a particularly horrible line because it is how humans talk, but when he's talking to the devil's baby mama, and he says to her, so you two are like boyfriend, girlfriend? I wanted to be like, oh my God, dude. Just shut the fuck up.
So bad.
And it's not a particularly great written line either, but the way he delivers it was just really bad.
Or when he's jacking that guy up for information and starts going way too Nick Cage with the scratching at the door stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, when he's about to... And he even does a little thing as he's starting to turn. Oh, yeah. That's
Yeah, all of his line delivery was all, like, really awkward. Like, when he was in the hospital, he woke up in the hospital, and he's like, the nurse, he's like, oh, I thought I was still dreaming when I saw you. And she's like, what? Are you, like, having a hallucination? He's like, no, I'm flirting with you. I was like, are you drunk on set, sir? Like, calm down.
And the answer to that question is yes, he was, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah, he's probably. Definitely, yeah.
I don't think he was.
It was
sober
just such awkward delivery the entire time. Well, but Joe, what do you think? What are your? You got a negative and a nice.
A negative and a nice. Well,
yeah. Give us one of each, Joe.
The nice, obviously, is like I said, the set pieces and how they portrayed the actual Ghost Rider character. Mm-hmm. What I thought was really well, like he was frightening.
Yeah.
Even the fun stuff, like, you know, him taking a mouthful of bullets and then spitting it right back at the guy. But as far as the negative about the movie, the crank guys make movies for YouTube. They make movies that you don't have to pay attention to. Like, it has to be
burn.
it works for Crank. Like, Crank was excellent. Crank 2 was the same thing, just done again.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider was like, I think the longest scene in Ghost Rider is when the car flipped, when the kid flipped the car, and the camera stayed on the car for maybe about a minute.
Yeah. There was a lot of changing.
You sure the longest scene wasn't him just staring at that guy longingly into his eyes before he
killed him? That scene was the longest scene, I swear to God. 36 seconds of face caressing. I was I feel like this is not consensual.
But like I said, But like how the first one was overwritten and boring, this one was, things happen. We're going to tell you this is happening. You don't need an explanation. Just go with it.
Yeah, I actually read a criticism online that it was like, there's no way that this was greenlit for a sequel after the first one. Like, this had to have been like written into the contract that there were going to be two.
No,
you
actually, know what I mean? Actually, it was greenlit because Ghost Rider, really? Ghost Rider just made over $100 million in the U.S., but it made a ton of money overseas.
Okay. So did it?
It's easy to make.
Okay,
sequel.
Well, that makes more sense. Yeah, and it felt like they were just trying to do something so different from the first one because the first one was so like vampire-y and then 80s and 90s directed, and this one they were just like, this is a comic book. Like, we can make it an action movie if we try. And they just went super hard with that. They're just like, explosive, explosive, explosive. Longing just look into somebody's eyes.
And just like, they don't even say his name when he becomes the bad guy, or when he becomes the powered bad guy. But when Corrigan becomes, he actually becomes a character named Blackout.
They didn't say that. Because I didn't, yeah. Which, Blackout, by the way, I have to point out that one of my favorite things about the movie was the fact that he's AJ from Empire Records. Like, I was like, hey, look, it's AJ. And, you know, I mean, that was the extent of it, because he wasn't particularly good nor in while a villain. Well, he was always a villain, but while a weird undead villain or a human villain, I like Empire Records. That's really about it. Yeah. Just shows my age. It was an important movie in my life. And
Grandpa.
Yeah, I know. I was like, do you even know what Empire Records is?
I know. I just watched it 82 years after you did.
Right, fair enough. You don't celebrate Rex Manning Day every year like I do? Anyway.
No, I don't, but that sounds great.
So before we get into just some more general discussion, I have a game for you two.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it Nick or Not. And I'm going to give you each a series of so I'm going to go back and forth and give you each a quote, and you have to tell me if it's Nick Cage in one of these two films, Ghost Rider 1 or 2, or if it's not. Bonus points if you can tell me which Nick Cage movie it's from, whether it's the first Ghost Rider or the second, or it's not Nick Cage and you get it right, if you can tell me what it's actually from, you get a bonus point for that. So we're gonna do three apiece. Now, here's the thing. The winner is going to determine something. So, Murder, if you win, you get to pick the movie for next month. But if Joe wins, I get to pick the movie for next month.
Damn it. So,
and I'm gonna be fair. I'm not gonna give Joe the easy ones. I'm just going to pick randomly off my weird ass list.
I didn't think that you would until you said it, and now I think you're going to do it.
I'm just going to pick random off my list. So, yeah.
If I win, I want him to pick a, because I told him when he told me that the episode got lost on the last one, that if he's trying to sway you over to Nick Cage, watching both Ghost Riders back to back is not helpful.
No, it's not. Well, so what we're going to do, though, there's one rule in the picking, whether it's you or me, Murder, is that the next podcast is going to be coming up on spooky season, so I'd like to pick something with a general horror theme. That there's a wide variety of films of his that have something to do with horror.
Oh my god, fine, we'll do Mandy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I want to do Mandy, but we'll see.
You can do Wicker Man.
Ooh, man. Well, I want to save that for May so we can do it for May Day. But I also need to – most the real reason I want to save it till May is because I'm hoping we might just forget about it. Because I'm afraid to rewatch it. But because the original Wicker Man is actually maybe my favorite movie of all time. But
you should be afraid.
So, Joe, since you're the guest, I'm going to start with you. So here is the first quote. Guns and wine, naughty priests.
Yeah, that's Spirit of Vengeance.
All right. So that's a 1 point and a point for bonus for naming which movie it's from. It's your turn now, Murder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to read one of them because I literally have the Devil's Baby Mama on here. That's just a give me, so I can't use that. Sorry. We're all out of mercy.
Oh, man. I want to say that it's from Ghost Rider.
Which one?
I just...
So you already got the first point. One. You're right that it is from Ghost Rider, and you said from the
I'm
first one?
I'm going to say it's the first one.
Oh, man, we're tied 2-2. All right, all right. Look at this. All right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? I thought I heard thunder last night. Must have been Satan's stomach growling.
That's neither Ghost Riders.
Okay. You have a wild guess on what it could be from? Any movie in the entire world?
No.
Okay. Here's the one hint I'll give you. It is something in the comic book world.
It's, well, that narrows it down for Nick.
It's not Nick. It's not necessarily Nick.
Oh, it's not Nick.
Okay. No. The only quotes here from Nick are from Ghost Rider 1 and 2, so it's just some other person.
Okay. Can you repeat the quote one more time?
I thought I heard thunder last night. It must have been Satan's stomach growling.
I don't know. Hellboy? I don't know.
It's Constantine. And okay. The character of Midnight.
I will never watch that movie again. So
I love that movie, but we'll have to save that for our future Keanu Reeves podcast.
Oh my god, I love Keanu Reeves.
All right, well, so you got 1 point on that, Joe. 1 point on that. All right, Murder, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm ready. So fucking ready.
You tell me, or I will eat your stinking soul.
I mean, I feel like that's definitely from Ghost Rider.
Okay.
And I have to figure out... I feel like it's the second one, because he does a bunch of interrogations.
Oh, it's a 4-3 lead Murder right now. A 4-3 lead.
Woo!
She got 2 points on that one.
Hey.
All right, let's see. All right, Joe, what do we got for you? I'm just going to pick a random one, and... Just a Liar and a Thief. To hell with the devil.
I don't think that's Ghost Rider.
It is not Ghost Rider, so you get a point. Now, for the bonus point, I'm going to tell you, it's not from a movie.
Okay.
Is it from a car commercial?
it actually very well could be. I don't know, but for now, I'm going to say no.
So it's not from a movie?
No, it's not from a movie.
So it could be from anything in life.
Yes, anything in the world. Yes. See, you can promise now I'm not giving him the easy ones here, Murder.
I'm going to say it came from you because you just said it.
No. It's actually a lyric to Stripers' To Hell with the Devil, an 80s hair metal song. So
again,
something I would never listen to.
Right, but now we're tied at 4.
Your wife probably knew that, though, Joe.
I don't know. I don't know if she knows Striper lyrics.
It's a Yellow and Black Attack, man. How do you not know? But anyway, I'm a youth group kid growing up, so that's why I know that shit. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. Last but not least. That's it, Tinkerbell. You want to fly? Then fly.
Is this for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, what the fuck? I'm going to guess it's not from a Nick Cage movie.
You're correct, and you don't even need to... You're going to win 5-4, so it doesn't even matter if you get where it's from, and you won't. It is Ben Grimm from Fantastic Four. The real shitty one.
Oh, the heart.
Well, actually, it might not be the real shitty one. They're both shitty, so it's hard to say which one's one.
There's three shitty ones.
Well, I forget about the old one that like barely got a real release and is a super.
No. That's the fourth one. You have the two that had Chris Evans being.
Oh, okay. So this is the first Chris Evans one. I forgot that there was a sequel to the Chris Evans one. So
right.
Yes, yep. This is the first Chris Evans one. Yes. Ben Grimm says it to Chris Evans, to him, so there you go. Alright, so 5-4, the winner is Murder. Murder, you get, at the end of this podcast, you can tell us what horror-related Nick Cage movie you would like us to cover next month. However, I'm not particularly happy with you right now, Joe.
Because I don't know Striper?
Yes, I'm that you don't know Striper because you're actually old enough to know Striper.
But I have taste.
Well, that's debatable, but we're going to move on. All right. No, I'm just messing with you. But Striper, everybody should go listen to Hell with the Devil. It's a fantastic album. As long as you go into it expecting the utter cheese...
I like my metal like my coffee without Jesus.
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure how much of it was really Jesus and how much of it was just to sell albums. However, let's talk a little bit about the movies before we kind of give our ratings and stuff, because I want to give you both a chance to talk about some of the things you do and don't like about them, any of the notes or thoughts you had in general. I'm going to start with you this time, Murder. What do you have to say about the movie? What are some of the things you really hated, or any of the other things you may have possibly liked, even though I know they don't include Nick?
I don't know. A lot of it just felt like so all over the place. Like the whole feeling of like action, action, action. There, it didn't feel like there was like a ton of substance to it. And I think I try to like reel myself back when it comes to superhero movies before like the MCU was like officially like a thing, because I think we're kind of spoiled, because the MCU has like, it's so much action, it's so much substance, they're so like so detailed with the storylines now. I know it's controversial, like some people don't think they're very like true to it, but I feel like now like the Marvel movies that they're coming out with are just like so fucking good. So I tried not to compare it to it too much, but it did feel like, I don't know, The Devil's Baby Mama felt like a discount Black Widow, and everything just, I don't know, felt like very pushed. Everything was just like, on to the next, on to the next. And it was also 95 minutes, which I thought was crazy. Like, I don't feel like that's very long for an action movie, right?
No, no.
No, it's usually over, at least over 100, but I just hated it. I hated the shaky camera the entire time. It felt like I was on a boat that I didn't want to be on, like, at all. And, I just felt like it was really terrible. Nick Cage in it was just too Nick Cagey. It just felt like they really were just like, he was strolling in and not even looking at a script and just talking. So, was not a fan.
Yeah, he did feel extraordinarily Nick Cagey. I will definitely say that.
It was too much of him. Like, I wanted so much less of him. And usually, like, so, like, I'm pretty big on the whole theory of Nick Cage. Like, Nick Cage just has packed movies sometimes with, like, amazing actors that, like, carry the weight of the films on their back. Like, Idris Elba's back was probably killing him at the end of this. And I feel like this one wasn't so much of that. Like, I feel like they did have Idris Elba, which was amazing. But I just felt like all the other supporting characters, it felt like they were just, like, so green and fresh, and, like, this was, like, their first movie as well. You know what I mean? Like, it felt, like, very, like, indie film acting when it went to anybody else besides those two first characters. So I just felt like it was, like, all around pretty terrible.
How about you, Joe?
I agree with Murder. It really was desperately trying to reinvent itself after the first movie, to the point where things did not make sense. Like in the beginning, like, I never trust any movie that starts with narration, because that just means, oh crap, we need to do some cleanup in post to make this story work better. Like, mm-hmm. You know, the real version of Blade Runner doesn't have narration. The real version of Dark City doesn't have narration. But just like how he established in the narration that I had to run from things, so I ran to Romania. What? And that was the end of it, not like why. there was a lot of whys going on that there was never answers for. There was characters that would pop up, like actors, like I'm sure you recognize, Justin, like Anthony Head popped up in the beginning, then he was dead.
Christopher I know, Lambert. So quickly.
Yeah, and Christopher Lambert popped up in the end, and he was dead. I'm like, why are these people even signing on to this movie? They probably had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need to pack it with like good actors to distract from him.
Right. Christopher Lambert is not a good actor, but
I think he is.
Highlander. That's about all he has.
I like.
He is Raiden, my friend. I will have no Mortal Kombat slander on my podcast. Period.
And I just want to say that he was in Sharknado 3. Okay, so this man is a legend, and he is building franchises by himself.
Well, regardless of, like, I think he. Why would either of those two, like Head, maybe because Head wasn't that huge at that point when this movie came out, but Lambert was known. I feel there was a lot of movie that we didn't get to see that is on the cutting room floor.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, I mean, why would you have Lambert in it and have that, like, really intense makeup job for 20 seconds of screen time?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I watched that scene and said, oh, we're missing some Lambert here. Like something, there was at least, you know, there was at least another couple minutes of something that was supposed to go on that did not go on and got cut. Maybe it was part of this R-rated thing that was supposed to happen that you mentioned, you know, I don't know. But either that or one of the other Highlanders killed him off. And
well, people just show up, like Idris just showed up on a motorcycle, like halfway through the movie, like, oh, okay, there you are. And like, Devil's baby mama broke in to rescue the kid. I'm like, how did you get there?
Yeah, where the fuck did you come from?
Yeah, the movie was a mess as far as like trying to keep a coherent plot.
Mm-hmm. Fair. I still will attest that I think it was light years better than the first, but light years better in terms of fun, not in terms of actual continuity and understanding. Because I actually think the first movie has plot holes, of course, but it actually makes some sense, and I don't think this one makes any sense. It's just that the first one is a legitimately bad and legitimately not fun movie. This is bad but fun.
Right. Like the Ghost Rider set pieces are the fun parts. Like you're
right.
Just,
the
like,
set pieces were the fun. And the CGI feels like was just, maybe it's just that couple year difference or maybe it's a budget thing, but the CGI looked so much better than the first one. Like, hey, remember, every time he went on fire in the first movie, it was like that really bad CG fire. Do you know what I mean? Hey, like, it just got off.
Do you remember in the first one where he couldn't operate during the daylight? Didn't seem to bother him anymore, did it?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, he's further along in his Ghost Rider-ness now. He's been Ghost Rider longer. He has.
Yeah, because the first one, they were trying to make a vampire movie. That's probably why. You can't tell me that wasn't a vampire movie. I'm just saying. Shot exactly like one.
A couple of the quotes that I didn't read in my little game were actually from Blade. So there you go. That just shows that you're right. I was trying to go like, what else tonally? I'm going to have to agree with you guys for the most part. I enjoyed myself, but I'm not rushing back to rewatch this anytime soon. And by anytime soon, I mean like maybe ever.
Well, I know me and Melissa want $4 from somebody.
I know. I'm writing the studio.
And I like Ghost Rider. And I liked Ghost Rider. And I sat down and went, all right, I guess I got to pay for it.
I was so upset. I looked at every option and I was like, God damn it.
You didn't look at the option of calling me because I would have made sure you could just log into my account and watch it. Because I was not going to pay for it. Although I will say, I own it on my Vudu account. I don't know how I got it because I don't remember paying for it. But I used to trade. I used to trade the codes with people and get like codes to get redeem movies. And I must have gotten it from something because there's no way I paid for that movie.
Yeah.
Because I never liked it enough to have paid for it. You know, in my life that I can remember. I honestly enjoyed it. In that it was a good background fun movie, but like I did find myself like playing with my phone and having a hard time watching it as far as like paying attention to. And I didn't feel like I missed anything because it was just explosion after explosion after bomb after whatever and crazy shit. And none of it was like substance like you're saying. So, I mean, that's a really fair assessment of the movie. I did think that the transformation scenes were a lot more fun, but they were very cagey. He'd go into full cage rage as he was about to transform. When he was trying to hold it back, he was literally doing that same shriek he does in Kick-Ass where he's burning alive, and he's like, "Ah! Ah!" So
if you notice, you never actually see him fully transform in this one either.
Oh. That's actually true. Always, they kind of show the beginning of the transformation, and then they switch over to him fully transformed. Yeah,
yeah. They just like throwing like eye sockets in his head. Like that's him keeping the beast out.
I kind of like the weird artsy sequence when he took communion, and all of a sudden it was a Yoderowski film.
That was another thing where it didn't make sense. Like, okay, I'm in his cave. I guess this cave is going to depossess me. All right.
Yeah, I mean, no, nothing about that scene made sense. And I immediately was, I remembered as soon as he was becoming, you know, not possessed and not the writer again, I was going, oh yeah, this is when he's going to have to become the writer by the kid. I remembered, oh, the kid's going to like breathe fire in his face and turn him into the writer. That's what happens. I forget. I remember it now, you know? And then it, of course it happened and I was like, yeah, I remember that. I definitely think the movie makes less sense than the first one, but it's significantly more enjoyable than the first one. So it's kind of, you know, trading one thing for another. if I'm going to rewatch either of them, it'll be the second one. I don't expect to rewatch either of them, at least for the next decade, I would say, but it's probably going to be longer. I know that... Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
As a Ghost Rider fan, I mean, that's what I had for however many years. And thankfully, they actually did a good Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4. So if you want to see Ghost Rider done particularly good, go watch that instead.
I want them to make a new Ghost Rider.
There's talks here and there, but that never seems to get off the ground.
Do you think new Blade Keanu does Reeves? Well?
Oh my god, wait, they are. It's Keanu Reeves.
Well, no,
wait,
there's rumors. There's rumors back and forth. There's like Reeves. There's the last thing I saw was Gosling was in talks with Marvel to be the new Ghost Rider.
Hey, girl.
When Ghost Rider was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for season 4, that was the only season he was in, they were going to spin him off into a show on Hulu, and then that fell apart. So,
well, yeah, because Disney bought everything.
Right.
So do you think that if the new Blade movie does well, that could be an impetus for something like Ghost Rider? Because I could see that making sense with, like, you know, the Midnight Suns connection and stuff like that.
It depends if Marvel wants to push it. Like, some characters don't lend themselves to be PG-13, so...
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think Blade does, but they're making it PG-13, so that's what I'm kind of a little... I mean, anything vampire-y, PG-13 vampires are always a little bit wonky for me because, like, the whole idea is, like, blood and sexuality. So, if you take, like, blood and sexuality out of vampires, what the frick do you have, man? Like, I'm a little bit concerned about that, although I do think, Mahershala Ali is, like, one of the best actors in Hollywood, so I think if anyone can pull it off, it'll be him, but, you know, I'm a Blade guy, so I'm a little nervous about that, but I imagine if it does pretty well, it's possible that it could lead to some of the other Midnight Suns kind of related stuff happening. I guess we'll find out.
No, well, the Midnight Suns are not talked about anymore. It's something that people sweep under the rug. It wasn't very good.
I'm not saying that the Midnight Suns will happen. I'm saying other characters from that type of world. Yeah. The darker characters.
You already had Morbius.
Did we, though? So here's the thing is, like, I'm always willing to give that stuff a chance. And I watched Morbius, and it was totally fine. But it was bad in, like, that, you know. Like, it was fine in that, like, I didn't hate it and whatever. But, like, and it's definitely not as bad as, like, maybe people wanted to give it credit for. But it was still bad, like... And yeah, so you're right, but I don't know. I guess the short version is we don't know if we'll get a Ghost Rider, and if we do, it's got to at least be better than these two films, right?
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully. Here's fucking hoping.
I mean, they did pull it off in the TV show, so someone can actually do it right. So.
Well, if it's in the MCU, I think it's in good hands.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of in the air of whether it's still part of the MCU or not, so.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck?
So let's talk ratings, guys. Let's talk about this. What are we giving this movie out of 5? We'll start with you, Joe.
Purely on the action sequences, I will give it a, I think, gracious 2.
Okay.
I will.
Yeah, let's hear you. Let's hear it.
I will give 1 point for Idris Elba. and 1 point for the actual look of Ghost Rider. So I will also give it a 2.
Oh, man. So it's crazy that the highest rating we're going to get here is a 2.5, and that's me. it's only a 2. I have most of the same reasons as you guys. I had more fun with it, I think. I think if I had seen this and it wasn't after seeing the first, it might be even lower than a 2.5. But because of, to me, it was just so much more fun than the first that I had to give it at least a full point higher, and I gave that a 1.5. So, yeah, 2.5. So we're looking at about a 2.25 here, between, you know, not even 2.2 or something between the three of us, which is bad.
So we're not alone. Yeah. If the IMDb facts are to be believed, apparently they asked Peter Fonda to come back as well. What they named him in this one was Rourke, but the devil.
Yeah,
he read the first 5 pages and said absolutely not.
So crazy.
I mean, I still can't believe that Peter Fonda was in the first one. even though I, as I said, it was Peter Fonda playing Rutger Hauer playing the devil. You know, because it was weird. Rutger Hauer is the logical choice for that role, I swear. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've seen him as Lothos, and I feel like he's basically Lothos in that role. But again, you did say it's kind of like a vampire movie, Murder, so I guess that makes sense that I would compare him to Lothos from Buffy.
Love Buffy.
Yeah, I do too. I just wish that like I didn't dislike most of the people that are involved with that movie now. But that's a whole other discussion for another time, because Christy Swanson's a human piece of trash, as is Josh Whedon. Josh Whedon. So
there's still Paul Reubens.
Oh, I love Paul Reubens. I recently just told somebody that I'd really like to see Paul Reubens, you know, make a little comeback and do some fun movies again. I always liked him in his non-Pee-wee stuff. I guess it's just good as long as he's not in a theater with his pants down. So, with that in mind, Joe, do you have anything you want to plug or anything you want to tell our listeners that they can check out or should check out or anything like that?
I guess I did with... I enjoyed Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when it was on the air. The last two seasons were a little rough because they thought they were getting canceled, so they made an ending, and then Disney went, "No, you're going to stay around." They're like, "Oh, crap." But the Ghost Rider season 4, is definitely worth a watch. That's where mysticism got introduced into the Marvel Universe. It was the same year that Doctor Strange came out.
Okay. Very cool. Murder, anything you want to plug or anything that you you want to tell folks that they can check out on the interwebs or anywhere?
So I would like to plug my own business. Ringing Rock's Roller Rink is reopening September 9th for my birthday, which is exciting. Yeah, so we have all of our renovations almost
complete. Are you turning 21?
Yeah, I'm turning 21. Turning 32.
Oh, man.
I'm dying.
That's a big deal for me. She known you for a few years because you were under 30 when we met. Oh,
I know. I used to be so young and vibrant. Now I'm a crotchety old bitch. But
you were always a bitch. So, you just got older.
I know. Yeah. I just got a better bitch. Became a more evolved bitch. So I want to plug my own business, Ringing Rock's Roller Rink in Pottstown. We have the Skate or Die Festival coming up, so check out information for that. And I also want to plug a show that I really fucking love, is Reservation Dogs on Hulu.
Okay. I've heard a lot of good things. My wife started watching it on your recommendation. It's been on our list for a little while.
I feel really bad.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it made her cry. But it's really funny and kind of dark, and like it's surrounded by like the Native American community. Mm-hmm. Taika Waititi is involved in it because everything he touches turns to gold. It's fucking amazing, and I really want people to watch it so it doesn't get canceled because I'm obsessed with it. Reservation Dogs on Hulu.
Awesome. And you hit on my big plug, but I'm gonna talk briefly about the Skate or Die Film Festival. As the person that's kind of putting that together, I'm a little bit excited about it. And we've got movies, we've got live music, we've got beer. And actually, yeah. For the late night events, if you come, the beer's free, so come drink beer. and that's part of, you know, part of your ticket price. I shouldn't say free, because you do have to pay to get in. But once you get in, the beer is free. But yeah, we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have all types of stuff. Speaking of comic books, we're going to have the Comic Book Gurus podcast from Philadelphia, hosted by our good friend Craig Ligons. They're going to be doing a live podcast and giving some stuff away. We're going to have a horror trivia. We have a lot of stuff going on. So check out SkaterDieFestival.com for all that. Check out the Ringing Rocks website, which is linked from there, and it's linked in our show notes. And check out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Reservoir Dogs. Reservoir? Nope. Reservation Dogs. Reservoir Dogs.
Reservation Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs is not a bad movie. I say you could check that out, too, but Reservation Dogs, the TV show on Prime, is the one that you want folks to check out. So,
yes.
Very cool. So thank you guys. This time we promise it won't be like 7 or 8 weeks between episodes. And we appreciate all the love that we've been getting. So take care.
Bye.
Bye.
The cloudy draw. Yippee-yay! Yippee-yo! Ghost riders in the sky. Yippee-yay! Yippee-yo! Ghost riders in the sky. Their brains are still on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Shiny and his hot breath he could feel. A bolt to fear with doom as it thundered through the sky. Saw his partner coming high, and he heard his joyful cry. Yippee-yay!